Weekday Jams. I got it from my mama. For the Little Unicorn Childhood Centres. Explore, play, discover, grow.
Hello, Hunter Mamas. It's Sarge. This week on the show, Julia Morris tells us how she doesn't like other people's children very much, why on earth she bought a Nissan Micra and other fun stuff, and we'll tell you how many kids you should have. And at the end, you can win tickets to see The Real Housewife of Melbourne, Jackie Gillies, live in Newcastle. She was meant to be on this week's show, but we're going to save it till next week and do a big Shine, Shine, Shine special. Here's a bit of me talking to Ben Gillies, her husband, on rescheduling the interview.
Hey, how are you?
We really wanted to talk to Jackie. We were so excited. And then the publicist said 9:15 on Monday. So I said to my co-host, all good. And then we got the call and we're like, oh my God, we missed Jackie!
Oh, Han, it is 9:15 on Monday, so someone internally in our team, let's do it Monday, that way we're, because we've had a mega day, so I reckon Monday, Jackie, you'll get the full energized Jackie.
I can't imagine any other type of Jackie.
No, we'll make it happen Monday.
This is the I Got It From My Mama podcast.
Beck and Sarge, Newcastle Hunter Mums. Mum of five between us, five children, if we were a blended lesbian family, which is totally cool these days, even though we're just friends who do coffee. So I've been inquiring as to having more children, if I was to have more children, because I found that the jump from one to two was intense.
No. I didn't find one to two that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I went for a run the other night and I saw this guy, Noel, that I used to CrossFit with. And I said, Noel, what's it like with your three daughters? And he said, Sarge, two I could handle, but three, it's like someone's throwing spanners at your head.
Is it?
Is it?
So three is hard because you are... regardless if you're a single parent or like I currently am, but then even when I was partnered, you're outnumbered by the children.
Yeah.
And as soon as you're outnumbered by the children, that's just a recipe for massive disaster as far as I'm concerned.
So how does that, like what happens? It's not like they go on an offensive against you, is it?
Yeah. They do now. 6, 4, and 2 they do. But I've heard them like, get mum, get her. And that's Nerf guns. But you're constantly outnumbered.
Wow.
As far as I think. And so.
But they don't reason with you or anything. They're not intelligent enough yet to. Do they? Do they?
They think they are.
Really?
Yeah.
So they'll tell you why they're right or why they should get to do stuff their way.
I just think it's hard. Not so much that yet because mine are all under 6. But you are constantly moving. I felt like with 2, maybe because of the ages, like I went to when I had 3, that was 3, 1 and newborn. So they were all under 3.
In a row.
So that was really stupid. So that was really, really hard. And so you had you had 2 babies basically and then a 3-year-old. And then, but now, you're outnumbered and that's the hardest part.
Okay. Because the other thing I have heard, apart from the spanner guy and you, is I've got this mum who comes to my yoga school who said she's got 5 and she said, oh, just have another one. The more you have, the easier it gets.
Yeah,
now,
people with 5 have to say that to make themselves feel better. They really do. I would say that if I had 5 too.
Do you know what they're That's doing? True. They're making people come over to the side of their fence because it's awful over there with 5 children. And they're like, come over. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as we have 5, they're like, ha, 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 ha.
Because then they have friends. Because generally you stay away from the people with 5 children because ultimately if you – so basically I'm
what
that –
What do you mean?
Well, I'm that parent at school. So all my school mum friends have to help me because I have so many children and not enough arms. And so my friends all have to help me. If you had 5, everybody would have to help you all the time. So if you went to their house for a playdate.
Oh, so you'd be like a drainer.
I'm a total drainer on my friends. I know I am. I love them all, but I am a drainer and I know that I am.
And if you had 5, maybe that you'd be a bigger drainer. They wouldn't be your friend.
Potentially not.
Jeez.
I wouldn't be friends with them.
It's a good reason to chuck an IUD up there.
This is the I Got It From My Mama podcast.
Beck and Sarge with Julia Morris. Julia Morris, how are you looking at this good at 50?
Can you give us some hints? Because we've got kids too, and we were just talking about how we just can't exercise, and we're just like, I'm in leggings here at the radio station just with the wish, hoping that I might like burn off a few calories from my excessive self-blanc.
Yes, absolutely. Surely that's what they need to do, is they need to create some sort of wine that while we're sitting there makes us lose weight. It'd be amazing. That's actually something I'm going to get on to ASAP.
No, but seriously, how do you do it, Mama? Fantastic. Do you have a personal trainer or something who just comes and says, Julia, let's go?
Oh, my God, no way. I can't bear it. I even said to Dan at the beginning of the year, there's absolutely no way I'm seeing a personal trainer. I can't stand it. Most of the time, it's just being on the move. I'm never not on the move. I am not really an exerciser. I have to force myself at gunpoint to do any of that sort of stuff.
Well, Julia, I did hear in an interview that you said that you don't like other people's children, and it was hilarious. Tell us about that. What puts you off?
It's when they come over for play dates and they're smart asses. That's really my problem, because I know how to deal with my children with threats and bribes. But other people's children, you're not allowed to smack them, which is really very distressing. So
I give permission for people looking after my children to smack them.
To you.
Nice. I like it a lot. Well, Dan won't let me smack any children. He won't even smack my own. Why would you have him if you're not allowed to smack him?
I did hear as well that you do everything when it comes to your kids' parties. I just don't understand that, being that you're so famous and fabulous. Surely you'd be outsourcing people to do everything.
We keep a pretty low-fi life. Like, I keep a particularly Gosford life. I grew up in Gosford. The great trappings. I get a bit scabby. I don't want to spend all that money on some idiot when I think I could do a better job.
Fair enough.
Real. I don't take the girls to set very often. They're not all up in showbiz grill, you know. So they're very down-to-earth children, because the one driving force behind my parenting and Dan's parenting is that I just didn't want to raise absolute revolting smart asses that no adults want to hang around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want them to have a sense of, you know, trying to reach for their own stars. They don't need to reach for my stars. I've just spent my whole lifetime doing that. I don't need the big fancy Shutter La 5 star, because let me tell you, this industry of show, of the biz of show, the bottom can fall out of it at any time, and you want to keep at least one foot on the ground, because it's a long way to fall. So I like to keep things, you know, reasonably, you know, just normal.
Speaking of normal, does your partner still, he's your husband, isn't he?
Yes, my husband.
Yeah, your husband, Dan. Does he still have that Nissan Micra?
No, he doesn't. We sold the Nissan Micra because I said to him, look, as the main wage earner in this home, do we really want a car that if someone goes into me on the freeway that I may or may not survive?
So what have you got? Have you got the biggest car ever?
Dan decided that he would like to buy an HSV.
Oh.
for the school run. And so when they go off in the morning, I'm not even kidding, the whole house shakes. As it backs out, and then he literally drops the kids to school and drives back. I'm like, seriously?
Does he need that, like, emasculating, because essentially, like, you're just so fantastic?
You would like to think so, but you're not hardly about to reach to the top shelf and then not be able to carry what you pick off the top shelf, you know what I mean? It takes a real man to be able to deal with a woman like me. You're not going to buy a racehorse and treat it like a donkey. Dan's all mad. He's the sort of man that will have no problem with unpacking the dishwasher and taking out the rubbish without being asked. He's actually all man. And I used to joke, I used to say, Dan, you know what you can do? You can set up your own SEX line, and then women can ring in and you can say, I've just popped a load of washing off. And I've just cleaned the lint thing out of the dryer. I reckon he'd be making millions.
So do I.
To win tickets to Jackie Gillies Live, all you need to do is go to www.nhmnewcastlehuntermamas.com, subscribe, and then jump onto our Apple Podcasts and rate it. Hopefully we'll see you at the show and see you next week. Thanks for listening.
This is the I Got It From My Mama podcast. All thanks to the Little Unicorn Childhood Centres. Explore, play, discover, grow.